Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
I am so much better than I was last week. For the first time in 6 weeks, maybe, we are recording an episode where Auburn is coming off a win. Man, it feels good to be back, man.
I'm sure it does, man. I was, you know, watching or not watching, but just seeing the score. I think it was it 10-0 at one time?
10-0 within the first like 4 minutes.
And so what? You know, 24 unanswered. Mm-hmm. So I saw Floyd's Snapchat story about all the fans leaving. So mm-hmm. I know that was fun to finally get one on the board.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely that, oh, no, here we go again. The first 10 minutes, we were down 10-0, and then Peyton threw a pick, too. Peyton threw a pick on, like, this side of the 50. And defense, kind of, I think the defense getting a hold there flipped the momentum. And that, after that, it was just basically all Auburn the whole game.
So pretty much Hugh just needs to get sick every week.
Yep. I mean, that's what everybody is saying, the flu freeze game.
Of course.
All right, let's see. What else happened last week? The Alabama Crimson Tide, man. Zach Pine is the worst quarterback to ever touch the football in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a stretch. He definitely didn't play well at all. I think it, like we were texting about, I think it would have been a different game had Brady Cook been fully healthy. I don't know if it would have changed too much, though.
I don't think it would have changed the like win-loss. I don't think it would have been a 34-0 game.
Yeah, I think it may have been 34-14 type of game, maybe. But, you know, with him being not fully healthy, the defense still seemed to kind of do their part. And I was very impressed with it. You know, after getting the stop on the first drive and then you come down and you're driving and then they stop you and you got to settle for three. You know, it's kind of like, man, same old, same old. And something clicked. I don't know if it seems like Milroe is he not 100%? I don't know. It seems like he doesn't have enough. Like, it's like the ball's not getting there. I know there were a few balls underthrown on some out routes or, you know, just some underneath stuff. It just felt like there's not enough zip on it. So, not trying.
Well, you think if he's hurt, maybe not. I don't know how exactly the rules work, but I feel like they'd have to put him on the injury report a little bit, at least on a Wednesday night, being like, you know, probable, and then bring him off when you know for sure he's going to play, kind of thing.
Yeah. It might be one of those things where he's not hurt. Like, he's not hurt, but he is to an extent. Like, there's maybe that the staff doesn't know about that, only he, it's kind of, I'm going to keep it to myself because I don't want to have the chance of not playing. So not saying that that's the case, but, you know, it just looks like it's just not all the way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess the other big game last week or big news was A&M proving me and Jacob wrong, winning 38-23. I mean, Connor Wayman was awful. Wayman, however you say it. He was 6 for 18 for 64 yards. And then they brought in Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed was 2 for 2 with 70 yards. And he also had 9 rushing attempts with 62 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, and if you first glance at, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, he was 25 for 50. Okay, 50% completion pay. 405 yards. That's pretty good. 2 tutties, can't complain, but then you threw 3 interceptions.
Yeah, that's where you can complain.
That's where you can complain. As an Auburn fan, I have complained a lot this year about interceptions, so I can understand. I mean, it was just, didn't get to watch much of it. I was flipping back and forth because I was watching my Auburn time football game for the first time in forever. But, I mean, it just looks like, I mean, is A&M legit, Jacob?
They might be. You know, they might be. I'm looking at the rest of the schedule.
It's cupcakes.
Besides,
you get that. Yeah. Well,
after this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got Texas at the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like including this week and Texas. So I think if you win this one, you lose at Texas, you still don't have a conference loss.
I mean, you're probably still. No, Texas, they do have a conference loss.
Talking about A&M.
Yeah, but A&M and Texas are in the same. If you lose at Texas.
No, what I'm saying is like, even if they win this week, they get to Texas and they lose that one, then they'll only have one loss in conference.
One loss. Right. And I mean, then you got a little tiebreaker thing between assuming Georgia don't lose again, A&M's at one loss, Texas is at one loss kind of thing. Don't overlook Auburn now. Just don't overlook them now.
Yeah, don't overlook them.
That could be a crap game. It really could be, you know, you with Texas for the first time in 30 years coming up.
Yeah.
And we know how Jordan Hare is in November at night. Now, I'm not, you know, predicting 3 weeks out that Auburn's going to win that game, but it's something where A&M should at least, they should be on A&M's radar. Because Auburn, let's say Auburn wins this week, Auburn will have won three straight.
Yeah.
Now, granted, none of the three teams that they beat are like world beaters, but they could have a little bit of momentum going into that game.
Yeah, and you know, you could see that being a night game.
Oh yeah, I would love for it to be a night game.
I mean, you'll know after this week.
Yeah, because it's in the flex time right now, so they don't know if they're going to be at 2:30 or they're going to be at 6:30 right now. Speaking of, Alabama's in the flex right now, so there is a chance, and I pray to God that it's not, that the game kicks off at 6:30 in Bryant-Denny Stadium. There's a chance.
I'd love for it to, just for the fact of getting a night game.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Mississippi State was in attendance last week. God awful. They were. It's just sad. It really.
They're gonna go 10.
Yeah, they are.
They're gonna beat Mississippi this week, and they're not beating anybody else. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna beat. They play South Carolina, I think. They're definitely not winning next week. They're not going to Tennessee at night. They're not winning on the road at night. Tennessee. And they're not going to beat Missouri at home. And I don't think they're going to go to Ole Miss and win. So I think this is their only chance to get another one. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be optimistic about a future when you start 2-10. But maybe you can get some guys in the right places and figure it out from there. But
yeah, I was really disappointed. You know, student section never really filled up. And then when they were down 21 at halftime, and there was probably 200 students in the student section started the third quarter.
Do you blame them?
I mean, no, not really, because it was hot and we were looking into the sun. But at the same time, you know, you just hate to see that, because, you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Mississippi State. They're my number two SEC team.
They're the Auburn of Mississippi, so that's why you love them.
Oh, is that so? See, they are East Mississippi, and we're in West Georgia, so we don't even have the same directional school name. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess last game we'll talk about just a little bit before we hop into the records and next week. How about Dandy Vandy, man? 27-24.
Keeping it close, man. I you know, we were Emir and Brian Denny watching or seeing some of the scores, and I saw they scored first, and I was like, okay, all right. But you never know. I just, you know, Texas is Texas, though. But Vandy, you know, Vandy kept it close, and I'm just very impressed by them. Obviously, they won't. Obviously, their playoff hopes are done for. They're done for. But I mean, if you look at it, I think they have a chance to go 8-4, 7-5.
Maybe. I think this week is a pivotal week for them. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they win one of their next four, they're making it to a bowl game, you know.
But typical Vandy fashion, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
They definitely get the rest of them.
They play really good in Nashville. I think South Carolina, they got a better chance versus South Carolina than they do versus us, just because of where they think about their losses. Like, all outside of Texas, they've all been on the road, and everything, and they've played, everything they've done well has been at home. I mean, Georgia State is glaring right now, man. Yeah. Just, if they can beat Georgia State, they've already beat Bowl eligible.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia State's 2-5. So that's the most Vandy thing I think that could have happened. Sad.
All right, let's go ahead and hop into, I guess, this week's last week's results. Little tough week for both of me and Jacob versus the spread. Jacob was 2-6 versus the spread, and I was 3-5. Yeah. But Jacob did get me outright. He went 6-3 outright, and I went 5-4 outright. Brings our season totals to, Jacob has a 2-game lead in both of them. He's 82-27 versus the outright, 51-47 versus the spread, and I'm 80-29 versus the outright, 49-49 versus the spread. So I got to have a decent week to go, say, above 500 versus the spread.
Yeah. I mean, terrible, terrible week again. I mean, just awful. But always this week. So,
all right. I guess also,
we need to preface real quick. You are swag. I'm not swag.
Oh, I am swag. I am swag. The Alabama State went up there and dominated. I don't even know what the score was, but they beat Alabama A&M.
apparently there was a late comeback by A&M that fell short. I don't know what the score was, but because I was looking it up, and I don't know what the final score was, but I know that it was really close.
All right, the first game on Saturday, November 1st for this week is number 19 Ole Miss, 6-2, 2-2 in conference play, is at Arkansas. Arkansas is 5-3, 3-2 in conference play. Ole Miss is favored by 7, 11 a.m. ESPN game. What are you rocking with, Jacob?
Man, I don't know. I feel like it's a toss up for me. It feels like. Just because Ole Miss is, you know, they've not just been on a roll. It feels like, you know, but Arkansas at the same time did lose at home to LSU. I think by what, like 20.
Yeah, it wasn't that close.
Yeah, but they just went and put up 58 on Mississippi State. But I feel like anybody can do that. Mm-hmm. And Ole Miss, you know, struggled at home against Oklahoma, then, you know, lost on the road at LSU. But they're 2-2. What are they in conference? Are they 2-2?
2-2.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Ole Miss on the road. I'm gonna take Ole Miss to win on the road, but I don't know if they'll cover. I'll take them to cover too.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go right there with you. I think I'm gonna take Ole Miss to win and cover. I just don't know about the Arkansas, man. Like their offense looks like Taylen Green is good enough to scramble around and compete back there. Ole Miss does have a decent front seven. But I just don't know. Arkansas, they can give up points too. Arkansas can give up points too. So give me Ole Miss to win and cover, just like you said. All right. Next is Vanderbilt, 5-3, 2-2 at Auburn. Auburn is 3-5, 1-4. It is Auburn is favored by 7 and is the 11:45 a.m. SEC Network game. I forgot to mention that all times are God's time zone, the central time zone. So every time we have will be in God's time on this podcast if you're a regular listener. But back to the game, I'm going to take Auburn to win. They're not going to cover. I'm going to take Auburn to win and not cover. I see a nail biter going down in Jordan Hare this weekend. And I kept saying I needed to see Auburn close out a game. Finally closed out a game. Statistically, Auburn is a good team. On win loss, they're not. Like they just can't close the game out. But I saw them done it this last week. So I'm going to put a little faith in my boys and they're going to win, but they're not going to cover.
Yeah. I want to take Auburn because they're hot. I know Diego's history against Auburn, and he's done it before. And I think he has a chance to do it again. I'm going to take Vandy to upset on the road. Has nothing to do with me being a Bama fan and wanting to see it. I would love to see it. I just
want to join the club.
11:45 in the morning. You know, that I feel like that may help Auburn. I feel like the crowd will be there, ready, like excited to see them. But I think Vandy has a chance to wants to bounce back off of last week, knowing that they had it right there, and want to bounce back and get it done on Saturday. All right, next game is Maine, who is 4-4, going to play Oklahoma, who is 4-4, 1-4 in SEC play. No spread because it is a FCS versus FBS opponent. It's a 1:30 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus. I think we're both going to take Oklahoma to win. I don't know much about Maine. I don't know who all they've played. I was looking at it yesterday, but it's definitely not an impressive slate.
They've played Rhode Island, Villanova, Delaware, Albany, Merrimack, and Monmouth.
Yeah, well, big teams there. Yeah, I don't see it being close.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the spread would be because of how terrible Oklahoma's offense has been in the past few weeks. I mean, we're going to talk about Mississippi State later. They got a lower spread for FBS. SEC, I guess UMass is independent, but SEC group of five team. But yeah, I don't see this one being close. I think the starters, whoever will start at quarterback, I guess it was Jackson Arnold played pretty much less of the game last week. But whoever starts at quarterback will not finish the game probably just because they will get a blowout. So give me the Sooners.
Yeah, I'd love to see it be close. I would probably say if there was a spread, I would probably say like 29 or 30 and a half, say somewhere like that. So, all right, next. I don't know the name of this. Did you say it's a cocktail party? Is that what you said it was called?
Yeah, I think it's the world's biggest cocktail party.
Okay. All right. Florida, who's 4-3, 2-2 in conference play, playing number 2, Georgia, who's 6-1, 4-1 in conference play. Georgia's a 16.5 point favorite. 2:30 p.m. kick on ABC in Jacksonville. What you going with?
Well, actually, it's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, is what it is. I wonder what the world's largest indoor cocktail party would be. But
Reform
I'm
Gordon.
gonna t hey, that's true. But I think I'm gonna take UJ to win, but I don't think they're gonna cover. I think I'm gonna take them to win and cover. Nothing tells me that Florida will win this game, but they've played decent. They've played better than I thought they would, honestly, this year. They kept Tennessee close, but Tennessee, offense has been struggling a few weeks. So give me Georgia to win, but I don't think they're gonna cover.
I'm going to take Georgia to win. I'm going to take them to cover. I think with no Mints, and this being a neutral site game against a team that, just I think what went to Texas and then had a bye week. Yeah, I think they're going to be prepared and ready. I think Georgia wins and covers.
Next, we have UMass, 2-6 at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is 1-7, 0-5 in conference play. Mississippi State is favored by 18. It's a 3:15 SEC Network game. What you think, Jacob? I think we're both going to take them to win. Do they cover, though?
Yeah. UMass is not good. It's going to be a lot of bad on that field Saturday. But I feel like this one should have been the 11:45 and let Auburn Vandy be this slot. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be. I don't even think it's going to be. It might be. I wouldn't be shocked if they covered, but I don't really see it being close.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take State to win and cover too. Last time we picked a game like this, it was Toledo at Mississippi State, and Toledo put a spanking on them. And Toledo's not that great of a team. I'm gonna rock with the boys from over there in Starkville, Stone Blanton. UMass is bad, man, and Mississippi State can score some points. They just couldn't stop nobody last week, so I think they can. I'm gonna put some faith that they can stop UMass. So give Mississippi State to win and cover. All right. Next, we have number 10, Texas A&M, 7-1, 5-0 in conference play at South Carolina. South Carolina is 4-3, 2-3 in conference play. A&M is favored by 2 points. 6 p.m. ABC game. I think I'm gonna take A&M to win and cover the 2 points. I don't really. I guess they're respecting South Carolina a little bit. They had LSU come in there and play them close, but then Ole Miss came in there and beat them by 21, kind of thing. They played Alabama close, but haven't really capitalized a lot this year. So, at A&M, I'm interested to see who runs out there at quarterback to start the game for A&M. But I think regardless, I'm going to take them to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take them to win and cover. I think if the spread was a little bit bigger, might would take no cover just because of the atmosphere in South Carolina at night. Their defense is, I think their defense is legit. So I could see this being like a 7-point game for sure. I could see it being definitely a one possession game, but I think A&M ultimately will win and cover the 2 points on the road. All right, and the final conference game of the week is Kentucky, who's 3-5, 1-5 in conference play, going to Knoxville to play Tennessee, who's number 7 Tennessee, who's 6-1, 3-1 in conference play. Tennessee's a 16.5 point favorite. 6:45 p.m. kick on SEC Network. What you going with?
I'm gonna go Tennessee to win and cover. Big game being in Knoxville. Kentucky's offense just looks so bad outside of the first drive last week. I mean, they were rocking a two quarterback system. One quarterback just stood in the pocket and couldn't throw. The other quarterback could run, but he couldn't throw, kind of thing. So I took Kentucky's offense is really, really bad. So because they're so bad, I think Tennessee is going to beat them by 24. If I had to put a number on it, I think 24 would be a good number. So give me Tennessee to win and cover.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be close. I think Tennessee wins and covers at home, especially off of a bye week. Kentucky coming off of a loss of not being, being ahead, then losing it with what not scoring 8 points for what, 3 quarters.
Yeah, 3.5.
So yeah, just I think watch coming off the Tennessee coming off the Bama game. I think if Nico could throw the deep ball against Alabama, I think they probably win by 3 touchdowns. So I think Tennessee has a chance to rest and get prepared for this week. All right, next is pretty much game of the week. Number 4 Ohio State, who is 6-1, 3-1 in conference play, at number 3 Penn State, who is 7-0, 4-0 in conference play. Ohio State's a 3.5 point favorite. It's 11 a.m. kick on Fox. Really,
Atrocious.
really disappointed that this is not a night game. I think if it was a night game, you could probably lean Penn State, but I'm going to take Ohio State to win on the road and cover. I think Ohio State gets it done this week. I just don't know about Penn State, man, especially with no Drew Aller. See out.
They ESPN has him as a game time call, is what they're thinking right now.
I think even if he does play, I think Ohio State wins regardless, but especially if he's not.
Being a little hobbled. I mean that I think I'm with you. I'm gonna take Ohio State to win and cover. I mean, I honestly might do it even with Drew Aller being healthy. at 11:45, I just take the Buckeyes to win. I saw somebody put on the they made a graphic and they had the Penn State being a lock
I
for the
saw that.
playoffs. And right now, and I'm just not 100% sold on that. I think after they get past this week, their schedule is like really bad. I mean,
pretty cupcakeish.
Yeah, I mean, you got Washington next week at home, then you got Purdue on the road, Minnesota on the road, and Maryland at home.
Does Purdue pull off the upset that they usually do?
Once a year, I don't know. Purdue's pretty bad. They're like normally they're a 4-8, 5-7 team. They pull off a crazy upset. They're bad this year. Like they're really bad kind of thing. But you know, maybe if one loss Penn State, if this is your only loss, I guess you probably are in.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So like Jacob, I'm gonna take Ohio State to win and cover.
All right. And then final game on a slate is number 18 Pittsburgh, who is 7-0, 3-0 in conference play, at SMU, who is 7-1, 4-0 in conference play. SMU is favored by 7.5. I'm gonna say that Eli Holstein's not playing, maybe, but then being favored by 7.5. Is that
I think they're disrespecting SMU at home.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's a lot of points. I haven't paid attention to either one of them this year. What SMU's only loss came against BYU, and Pitt obviously hasn't lost yet. Let's see. What has Pitt done on the road? That's the main question. They won at North Carolina, and they won at Cincinnati. So they've played two on the road.
How close were those?
They won, beat North Carolina by 10 and Cincinnati by 1. I think I'm going to take... I'm going to go with SMU at home. Take SMU to win at home. Like 7.5 is a lot, though, in a ranked on ranked matchup. But I'll take SMU to win and cover at home.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see if Eli got hurt. And they said, okay, yesterday was Wednesday. They said on a call-in show, I guess it was Pitt's head coach, said that Eli is ready to go and got clear today. He's ready to roll, which is excellent news. He is going to play this week. You can assume just because he got clear doesn't mean he's 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if Pitt wins this game, Pitt's a potential playoff team. I mean, I guess technically whoever wins this game could be a potential playoff team kind of thing. But what did you say? You said SMU win cover?
Yep.
Have we picked... Okay, I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with you because I'm gonna have faith in my boys that I can get that Auburn will get us back to one game, and I don't want to go against you where they can cancel out. So, give me SMU to win and cover for the simple fact that Jacob Holman said it will happen.
Pitt's got Clemson at home in 2 weeks. They got Virginia at home next week, and then Clemson at home. So they can find a way to pull off, I guess, what you can call an upset. They got a chance to play Clemson at home, and then you never know.
Yeah. I mean, and then SMU plays with Boston College, Virginia, Cal to finish the year.
Yeah.
So they win this game, and they'll be undefeated in conference. Assuming they'll be undefeated in conference play with only one loss, you know, to BYU, who might be the Big 12 winner.
Right now, you got four undefeated teams in conference play in the ACC.
Miami, Clemson, Pitt, SMU. Is that right?
So – Pitt and Clemson have a chance to play each other, and then obviously SMU at Pitt this week. So I just wish Clemson and Miami could have played already.
I guess they'll play in this. They'll play in the ACC championship because I think they do it. It's not no divisions no more. I think it's just the top two teams like the SEC is. So, but I mean, Miami, dude, I just don't know what to think of them.
Yeah,
because no ranked wins. If the schedule holds like it is, the rest are the rankings hold like they are. They have played zero ranked teams on the year before the ACC championship game. If they lose that ACC championship game, do they get in with no ranked wins? Depending on how the other, I mean, the Big Ten is wide open right now.
Yeah,
SEC is wide open. I mean, I'd give you know the three team in the SEC over the nod over Miami if Miami loses in the ACC championship game. Yeah. Kind of thing right now. But they can score with them. Cam Ward is viewers, so they'll probably put them in just because of that kind of thing. But I don't think Miami's defense is legit enough to compete with anybody outside of the ACC right now.
Yeah.
All right, on to Super Dogs. Last week, Jacob went 0-2 again to bring his yearly total to It's 6-12. I went 1-1, which I'm steady at 500 at, 9-9 on the year. Let's do, I guess I'm just going to read both of mine and then you can go through and read both of yours about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I got number 24, Illinois, to upset Minnesota. Minnesota's a 3-point favorite. I don't exactly understand the logic behind this spread, but I like it because that means I can take Illinois to win. And then I'm going to take Texas Tech to cover at number 11, Iowa State. Iowa State is a 13.5 point favorite. No logic behind that other than I'm going to take it. That's what I'm rocking with.
Yeah, so I was looking at games yesterday or the day before, and I was gonna take the Illinois one, but then I saw that Wales had it. But also, they're Vegas is respecting UAB this week at home against Tulsa. Don't understand it because UAB is bad. But I'm gonna take Washington to upset USC at home. 2.5 point favorite, or USC is a 2.5 point favorite on the road, and then I'm going to take San Diego State to cover against or cover at Boise. Boise is a 23.5 point favorite, and San Diego State has kept the games close in all the ones that they've or most of the ones they've played this year. I think they lost to Washington State by 3. Washington State was a 17.5 point favorite, so they a lot of the games they've kept close. So, especially in the Mountain West play, so I'm gonna take San Diego State to try and keep it close for me. The game's tomorrow night at 7, so on Friday night, so we'll probably be 0-1 going on Saturday. Who knows?
Great. It would be a great way to start the weekend.
Yep, for sure.
All right. Unfortunately, America's team is on a bye this week. Gordo finished their regular season last week, dominating Carbon Hill. I think they ended up covering, didn't they? What
We're
was
in.
this? Yeah, they won. They 50 bombed them. 50
Yeah.
bombed them. So Gordo is on a bye this week, but getting ready for the playoffs. Are the 2 seed in their region, play Rodgers next week at home. So stay tuned for our picks on Gordo Rodgers next week.
Yep. And then hopefully the next week, and I don't know if there'll be another one after that, but who knows?
Put some faith in the boys. Put some faith in them. That's
You never know when you get to the playoffs. So, all
right.
right. Well, I think that wraps up episode. Okay, so hold on. I think the episodes are off again.
Are they?
I think they are because last week was episode 10. This week you have is episode 10.
I might not have changed. I guess I didn't change it.
And then the week before that was episode 10. I think this is episode 12.
Oh, I've been changing the weeks as we go along, but I haven't been changing. All right, let's go. Episode 9, 10. Yep, okay. Yep, you're right.
So this is episode 12.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that wraps up episode 12 of season 5 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.